Hello, it's the Falcon Cast Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore. Next to me is Jay Adams and Reed Farron. The Falcons are coming off a tough loss in week five of the NFL season. Defeat to the New York Giants, 30-20 was the score. Not what the Falcons wanted. The Falcons still have not won on the road this year. We're not going to, you know, we're going to be realistic. We do have sunshine glasses on occasionally, but we got to be real, and it was not the result the Falcons came away with. Coach Smith has said that. Interested to hear what you guys have kind of gotten as a feel from the locker room and some of the Coach Smith media sessions following this loss. I'll start with you, Jay.
Yeah, I thought, the first half showed the improvements that you wanted to see out of this Falcons team. It's just sustaining that, and they sustained it a little bit in the third quarter. You know, the Giants really came out of the locker room at halftime with a fire that they didn't have in the first half, and it really started to show as they, rattled the offense. You had three new starters on the offensive line, so that was kind of their goal, was to kind of rattle those guys and to get to Matt Ryan a little bit. And there's only one sack allowed in the game, but they were still able to create some pressure there in the third quarter. I think things just kind of fell apart for the Falcons there. You saw the football that you kind of wanted to see in the first half, with the exception of obviously the red zone woes and the third down problems. But overall, I think there's a lot that you can build on from that first half. You got to try to sustain it for 60 minutes, though.
Talk to Falcons offensive coordinator Mike Nolan. He said, we want to take another step. They got better. They said, we played a better team. The Giants were than the Vikings, with no disrespect to Minnesota. But he said, we did get better. Now we want to take that forward into this week of practice, on the practice fields, in the film room, get better, head of the Georgia Dome, and get this thing turned around.
Expand, Reed, real quick on the offensive line. What did you see with the three new starters? How do you think they held up?
Hey, at the first half, they were amazing. I mean, Matt had time, had protection. Second half, obviously, Coach Smith alluded to it, was late in the game. We had a couple breakdowns, and obviously people want to talk about the 4th-and-1, protection and whatnot. But through the first half, played well. We mentioned that Cons had a great game at center, and now getting JB hopefully back this week is only going to help this team. But I think they did well. Now that we could practice in their belts, even better this week.
Storylines this week is injury report. What will the O-line look like this week potentially now? Will Justin Blaylock be back? What's that looking like?
Well, he felt good at the start of the week, and he was back as a limited participant on Wednesday. He said, look, we're going to wait and see about Sunday, but I think it's probably a safe bet that he's going to be back. It's going to shore up the middle of that line. So I really think that starting this week, you're going to see the line that's going to carry through the rest of the season.
Peter Kontz looked like a different person, didn't he?
He did. Like and I think, Peters feels like he's got a lot to prove. And, I'm sure there's fans out there that feel the same way. But this is a guy that really worked hard in the offseason, like really, really came in, got his body right, got his mind right. I think Mike Tice has done wonders for him. If you didn't notice how well Peter was performing on Sunday, then I think you missed a big part of the game, because he really looked very good protecting the middle there.
All right, so I know you're not going to believe this, but the Falcons actually have a home game this week. Can you believe it? It feels like all we've done is travel and gone on the road.
Missed
and
you
then
guys.
All we are going to do is travel after this game.
Yeah.
Falcons do not have another home game after this game until November 23rd. So you don't want to put importance on certain games, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is an important game. It's one home game kind of lumped in the middle of a lot of road games where the Falcons have not had success. Go ahead and just real quick, talk about how important getting back at home, getting in the Georgia Dome, 4 p.m. start, 4:25 actually start. You're going to have the home crowd behind you. Should be juiced up in there. It is an important game.
Yeah, and I think nothing cures road woes like a home win, and it kind of stop the bleeding a little bit. And I think, you get a couple of games like this back-to-back, and it kind of feels a little bit like quicksand, you can't get out. Well, now the Falcons have a chance to get out, and they are a different team inside the Georgia Dome. So I don't expect to see what we've seen on the road. I expect to see more of what we've seen out of this team at home. Getting a win right now would be absolutely huge, especially, as you mentioned, you go to Baltimore, and then you go to London, which is a home game, but it's definitely not. and then you got the bye week, and then you're on the road at Tampa and Carolina. I mean, this is a very difficult stretch coming up for the Falcons, and I don't think anybody was going through it thinking, hey, well, you know, we got to go winless here. But I think if you can come out, find a way to go 500 in this stretch right now, I think you're going to like where you're at near the end of the season when most of your games are in the Georgia Dome.
Reed, I've seen you, another storyline for this game, I've seen you camped out over by Mr. Hester's locker a lot this week.
He's been dodging him, too.
I know. And Hester is faster than you.
Now I know why opposing defenses hate this guy.
You can't stop him.
Yeah. I've seen
even him, in sandals, flip-flops.
Yeah. Elusive. He does that little shimmy shake, and Reed's got no chance. But it is a big storyline. It's been talked about a lot. How has Hester's reaction been getting ready for this game? Because it means a lot to him.
Yeah, for those people that think that this is just an ordinary game, come on, let's be real. I mean, he spent 8 years with the Bears, returned a kick in the Super Bowl when they faced the Indianapolis Colts, put all these yards together. But even Devin mentioned it's like basically playing your old brother. I mean, he's been there. He's got his career started with the Bears, but he's very focused. I mean, that's why he's a pro's pro, because, yeah, it's going to be emotional, but he's so locked in trying to get these Falcons back on the win streak. He's locked in with the return team. He's locked in at receiver. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be emotional. He said he's ready to play, and he's focused on trying to get this win.
There's a lot of juice in these situations, though, because you remember last year when the Falcons go into week two and you've got Steven Jackson facing his old team in the Georgia Dome. And, Steven went out there and he scored a touchdown and had a hamstring injury on that touchdown. But you could tell leading up to that there was a lot of juice there for him. I think it'll be the same for Devin.
I think you kind of saw that last week a little bit with O.C. Uminora getting a sack against Eli, his old team. There was a lot of emotion running there. It'll be fun to watch whenever number 17 touches the ball this week. It should be fun. All right, we're going to play a little buy or sell, change it up a little bit. So first question, you guys buying or selling at 2-3 with a tough schedule coming up, it's panic time for the Falcons.
I'm going to sell that. I don't think it's panic time yet. And we mentioned last week, the sky's not falling. I still feel like the sky's not falling. It's way too early to be saying that the sky's falling. Are there issues? Are there problems that the Falcons are trying to fix? Absolutely. But we've seen so many times in the NFL where a team will start out and just be a little bit shaky, and then they'll figure it out. And getting some of that momentum going really can be huge for a team. I think, why not us? We started the year kind of saying that, why not us? And so why can't we turn this thing around? I think there's still a lot of football left to play. I know it seems like a talking point. You've heard it a couple of times from Coach Smith, but I truly believe, I mean, there's a lot of season left.
I'm going to go ahead and resell that also. Both Roddy White, Julio Jones said, while they said it is a must win, because I love that attitude, who doesn't want to go into a game and must win it? I mean, so that's what they said. It is a must win, but also for this fan base, they want to see this team, obviously, in front of the home crowd at the Georgia Dome, come out and play. But Coach Smith and entire coaching staff, they're putting together a game plan that's going to showcase itself on Sunday at 4:25.
Yeah, the realistic thing you got to look at is the Falcons haven't lost a home game yet. And you take care of business at home, steal a couple on the road, which is hard to do. You're going to like where you're at the end of the year. So it's home game. When you start losing those, then you might need to panic a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Sunday's game will feature the two best wide receiver duos in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that one. I mean, Julio Jones and Roddy White, and then Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, this is all the marquee matchups are there for this team, and I think or for this game, and I feel like you're going to see the two best on display. I think obviously the woes in the Falcons defense have been well noted, but I mean Chicago's got some troubles in the secondary themselves, so it could be a big day for those four guys.
Yeah, definitely I'll buy that, because obviously the size, the strength, the speed, and I talked to Trufant and Alford yesterday, and they both said Chicago's wide receivers are jump ball guys. They go up vertically, up over defensive backs for the grab. And so they're going to use their strength and speed against us. But these guys are both ready. They said, especially Alford, he said, I had a rough game, but he's ready to come back. He's been showcasing that on the practice field this week. So no bigger test than this week.
I think I'm going to sell. I was talking to our colleague Robert Gilkes, and he was there's some others out there. You kind of got Emmanuel Sanders, Thomas. You got Golden Tate, Calvin Johnson, and then you kind of got Jimmy Graham in there. He's kind of the – could be a receiver, could be a tight end with Colston and Cooks. So I'm going to be – I'm gonna go away from you guys and sell that.
So then who are the two best? Who are your two best?
I don't know. I'm just saying that you can't – those are not definitive.
Okay.
And I will say that that Denver duo, what they have been doing this year, you've got to put them in the conversation of top two. So next question. I've kind of asked this a little bit, but I'll buy or sell. I know you're going to buy because Devin Hester is primed for a big performance against his former team. How about we take it a step further and you just kind of make a prediction of what you see Devin Hester doing this week?
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to take into account that he's been on the injury report a couple of times this week. And, you know, he's got a hamstring injury that's bothering him. I think all indications are that he's going to play, though. And he even did a little jog in the locker room on Thursday in front of the media to prove that he's going to be just fine. So I don't know that it's going to bother him all that much. As we mentioned, though, there's a lot of juice for this game. I would love to see it be a big week for him. I think, you know, the Falcons need another big week for him, so I'm going to buy it. I think if not on special teams offensively, he can certainly be a valuable weapon, and especially if, you know, Harry Douglas ends up missing his third straight game. So I think the stage is certainly set for Devin Hester to have a huge night.
I think this is almost as equal or a bigger stage. We saw what he did in front of his mentor, Deion Sanders, in the Georgia Dome, setting the NFL all-time record for return scores. Now when the Bears come to town, knowing what he did for that organization, he has said he did feel appreciated while he was there in Chicago, but he's loving his time here in Atlanta, and he's going to showcase and maximize that on Sunday.
Bonus buy or sell. I like this one right here. Buy or sell, Jay Cutler will smile. You will see a smile from Jay Cutler in the Georgia Dome.
I mean, does it have to be a happy smile, or can it be a...
Just a smile. I don't think I've ever seen that guy smile.
I'm going to call that even money.
He's got the old gray cloud hanging over him, it seems like, huh?
It does. Unbelievable.
Reed?
I am going to sell that. I don't think he's smiling. No.
All right.
Come on, Falcons defense.
Yeah. New defense this week, right? Yeah. We're going to get a good performance out of the defense. What do you think? I mean, what you talked to Mike Nolan. What's the vibe like? I mean, is it fixable? What kind of performance will you see this Sunday from the defense?
Yeah, absolutely. He was back, obviously, in the meeting room, and then he met with us on Tuesday night. And he said there were some improvements. Guys paid against the Giants. They had more attention to detail, which they better executed the calls. He still wants to obviously see more pressure, and that's what they're going to work on again this week. And I don't believe that these guys go to bed at night just satisfied with, oh, we're just getting by the season. They're going to come out and try to showcase what they can do. I mean, you're in this spot for a reason. Let's do something about it.
I think that's a great point, is that there's a lot of pride in that defensive meeting room. You know, it's one of those things where things don't go your way, and you've had 2 weeks now where things haven't gone your way, but you had a really good showing against Tampa Bay, and I know it's easy to forget that now, but there have been some good moments. You've got, again, some young guys that you're leaning on. A lot of these guys are in their second year. So it still takes some time for this stuff to come around, but I think, you know, any notion that this is not being worked on and certainly poured over is completely false. So just know that your Falcons are definitely working very hard to fix these problems.
All right, let's get to the picks. Again, I'm the only winless one up here. I'm not going to win again. I've been lobbying because Prince Shimbo did look good out
okay,
there.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. You, 2 weeks ago, you chose a defensive tackle. It's hard for a defensive tackle to be the player of the game.
I know.
I mean, you're like rooting for some.
I do this on the fantasy show.
That's like too.
I try to
Vegas
pick all the
prop bet.
I pick all the sleepers, you know, because I want to be like, oh, I told you so.
You're not putting yourself in good position. I think you got nobody to blame but yourself on that one.
Agreed. All right. Well, I'll buy that. Okay, let's see. So I had Shimbo, 7 tackles. Not bad. I'm still lobbying. Who did you have, Jay?
Steven Jackson,
not bad.
Not bad. Had a good day.
Julio is probably going to be our winner.
Julio's going to win.
Thanks,
easy pick. So now are we? What are we?
3-2-0.
All right. I'm about to go on a magical run here.
Okay.
All right. You have the honors. Go ahead.
I'm going with Devin Hester.
Devin Hester.
Yeah. Point made. I mean, nothing needs to be said here. He's going to return kicks. He's going to be in the receiving game. And motivated to show that, you know what, Chicago, you should have re-signed me, but now's the time.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going with Anton Smith. I'm going with the hot hand here. He may not get the most touches, but I think this is a guy that's obviously proven that he can take advantage of the touches he does get. And they can break a game. I mean, they can break a game wide open. So this is going to be my guy this week. I think he's always the wild card, and I like him again to stay hot.
That'd be a great foot race. Anton and Devin?
Mm. Anton said it's no contest.
No contest.
He said there's no one on this team that's faster than him.
He said 4.25 is his fastest.
I believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I'll go. I got to get a win. So I'll go Julio Jones.
There you go.
How about that? I'll take your winner from last week and try to win this week.
There you go.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of FalconCast. Stay tuned to AtlantaFalcons.com all weekend long, as these guys will be pouring out content for you as it relates to the Chicago Bears game and hopefully a Falcon win so you can get to 500 and then get ready for a vigorous, vigorous road trip coming up that we'll talk about next week on FalconCast.
Vigorous.
For Reed, for Jay, thanks for tuning in to the Atlanta Falcons FalconCast.